Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me. 100.
What up, though? iHeart Miko podcast. June 12th. You guys already know I'm pissed. Like, not pissed like I want to hurt somebody or hurt myself. I'm just pissed because my team lost, okay? Fuck you guys. My team lost, and I'm not going to act like I was surprised that we lost. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to front and fake like I wanted us to win. Let's not, you know, let's not bullshit ourselves, but it just didn't feel good. This whole season didn't feel good to me. Didn't feel like a championship run at all. I mean, anything's possible, but it just didn't seem like the year. And, I mean, what the fuck? I mean, we lost. And, so today's episode was supposed to be, like a preview of game 5 with me and my piece of shit friend named RJ. We're supposed to do a preview of game 5 and then do a post game, you know, put it together in one episode. And, you know, it was supposed to be something nice for my listeners to kind of hear, you know, what I would sound like if I did like a pregame show type of thing, you know, just trying to drop bars, trying to show you guys some of my skills and some of the talents that I possess. And RJ fucked it up, man. Like, he fucking fucked it up. You know, a no-show. That's why black people, that's why I don't like dealing with y'all. Y'all just unprofessional. And so fuck RJ. He fucked up everything, but that's okay. You know, this is probably fitting that he not only no-showed for the pregame, you know, discussion, but he also was a no-show for the postgame, you know. So fuck you, RJ. I feel like it was meant for me to do this by myself any goddamn way because I'm in a bad mood. You know, I probably would have been, you know, arguing with him and you know, just being all nasty because I got a fucking attitude because I got no dick here. Like, I don't have no dick. The dick is gone. The NFL, for some reason, feels like they need to have a mini camp, like, right in the middle of the time that the niggas is supposed to be off. Like, fuck. Why do they need to practice for 3 days in the middle of June? Why? For what? Training camp is coming. You fucking have them fucking under lock and key for damn near 30 days next month. Why do you need a mini camp? For what? So annoying. It's like, oh, it's like you have OTAs and, you know, it's voluntary, but not really voluntary if you really, you know, read the fine print, you know, so you got to deal with that shit. And then mini camp, it's like too much. Like, give them a real break. Like, let them fucking break. How about we all just trust the athlete and trust them to come to training camp in shape? They're adults. They're professionals. Why do we need, I feel like this shit is just a monitor. It's to make sure, it's to be sure. Like, at this point, if a guy comes into training camp out of shape, he don't want it. And you shouldn't want him either. So I think it's stupid to do all this extra shit, this OTAs and this mini camp, because all it does is take the dick out of the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, you take the dick out of the house, and next thing you know, the dick is fucking somebody else at OTAs and at minicamp because the pussy's not there either. You know, the pussy is probably at home with the kids that are in school. They're just fucking up homes. That's what this stupid shit is doing. It's fucking up homes. I'm irritated. The Cavs fucking lost, and I don't even feel like talking about this game. Like, I really don't feel like talking about it. Like, I got notes right here, and I'm supposed to talk about We lost. Fuck. We lost. It was going great. It was not great. It wasn't going great. Let me not lie. It wasn't going great. It was going good. You know, you're shooting. I think they were shooting 60% in the first quarter. Even though they weren't really winning by much, I was just happy that they were scoring points, because you have to score points against the Warriors. I don't give a fuck when nobody says that, oh, you just got to stop them. Yeah, okay, cool. Sounds good. But niggas that score points are going to score fucking points, okay? They're going to score points. That's what the fuck they get paid for. And whoever scores the most points wins. So score motherfucking points. And that's what we were doing. We were keeping up. We were keeping it close, you know, ahead even. But, you know, I was never comfortable. Never. Not for a fucking second was I ever comfortable and felt like bragging or anything. Like, I mean, I saw some good moments, you know, some of the dunks and highlights, some of the moves and everything. But quickly, you know, that shit just turned around. Like, Kyrie's fucking knee started hurting. I don't know if it was his back, and all types of shit started breaking down on him. And I was just like, if we don't have all of our superheroes, like, with their cape on, like, there's no way we're going to win this game. Like, there's no way that one of our crusaders cannot have his cape on and we win. It's just not going to happen. And when I saw that happen, and the bench only had, like, 2 points, like, at halftime, and it's hard to watch. Just because it's like, I don't think it was a bad game. I think it was a good game. It was very entertaining. Like, I enjoyed it. It felt like a game 7 to me, which, you know, is I'm okay with that. Even though it was a game 5, I'm okay with game 5 being that good. And even though it was like I think it was losing by like 15, but you know, it was closer than that earlier in. It was a little entertaining, you know. And I just feel like it wasn't right. You know, we really needed Kyrie. We really needed him. And he wasn't really, it just seemed a little off. It seemed like he just really didn't have like this burst. And these aren't excuses, because I don't make those. I mean, when they lost the year before and everybody was like, oh, but Kyrie was hurt. So what? So what? So what? You lost. You lost, my nigga. It's a 7-game series. You lost. And whoever you put on the floor lost to the other niggas. I don't care who it was. You got to go with what you got. And we went with what we had, and we lost. Shout out to the Warriors. Deserving champions. No bullshit. I know everybody's a little bit mad about Kevin Durant going there. I don't have a problem with it. I've never had a problem with it. I feel like people should do what the fuck they want to do, because at the end of the day, nobody else is going to make sure your motherfucking lights are on, and nobody else is going to make sure there's a smile on your face. So you're responsible for you. And Kevin Durant is responsible for himself. And he took himself to Golden State to get a championship. Like, that was the sole purpose, I believe. And you know, there's other incentives that come with a championship, is what I was trying to explain to some of these other dumb motherfuckers. You know, there is money behind a championship. You know, it might not be contractually. You know, who knows if he's going to be on the roster next year. You know, they might not be able to afford him. You know, part of the reason that they even were able to afford him is because Steph Curry got the bullshit contract, because he was injured when he renegotiated. You know, so things happen for a reason. And he ended up there and he got a championship, and he played great. He played great. You know, and maybe it is easy to play great with these other great niggas around you. Maybe it is. I don't know, but you still gotta play. You actually have to play, you know? And he wasn't like one of the niggas on the team. Like, he was the nigga the whole fucking series, you know? And I don't know how people were able to take that from him. You know, I can't take that from him, like, at all. He balled the fuck out. And he deserved it. He deserved it. You know, first player since Shaq to win with 5 straight 30-point games in the finals. Like, that's not easy, my nigga. It's not easy. I don't care who else you got. Like, this nigga's not, like, doing layups and dunks and shit. Like, this nigga's shooting jumpers over niggas, like, threes and some more shit. Like, he mixing niggas up. Like, he's hooping. This ain't like 30 with like a whole bunch of free throws and layups. Like, this nigga hooped. And they won. And that's really what it came down to. Like, they fucking won. Steph, I have a lot of respect for Steph. I don't have respect for Steph in the aspect of like real niggaism. Like, I just feel like he disappears a lot in some real nigga situations. But we all have our opinions on when we feel like a nigga should or shouldn't have disappeared. But Steph is a fucking sniper. Like, he's a sniper, my nigga. It's not very many snipers in the league. It's some niggas that can shoot, but it's not that many snipers, my nigga. And he's a sniper. And you got a sniper and another sniper and a sneak sniper. Like, it's just too many gunmen on this fucking team, dog. It's too many guns. They got too much ammo. These niggas like to share the fucking ball. They like to play good basketball. And then they fucked around and started playing defense the last 3 years. And look at them now. Rings. That's how you get it done. Playing real basketball. I mean, you got to be dope. You know what I'm saying? You got to put the roster together. But at the end of the day, we all know that you can have dope niggas on the team and still lose because you're not playing good basketball. You're not sharing the ball. Everybody's concerned with getting their numbers when it really shouldn't matter if you're really trying to win a championship. Now, if y'all sorry as shit, you know, do what you do. Be Westbrook. But if you want to win a championship, you should do what the Warriors did. And they passed the ball well. They shot the ball well. They played great defense. That, you know, we got to win because we lit that ass up one good time. And it would have taken that for 7 games for us to beat them. And I'm not stupid. We just didn't have it. You know, we just didn't fucking have it, you know. LeBron had 41, 13 and 8. You lost. So nobody's going to really care, but great series, great player. Just wasn't enough. You know, I don't even know if they can be mad about this because you lost in 5 games and you got your ass beat. Like 2 of them shits, you got your ass smacked. And then, you know, this last one was, you know, you had a fighting chance, but, you know, you still got clips. But Cavs lost. It was good to see Swish, you know, find his rhythm and hit some shots. It was good to see Kevin Love. He wasn't scoring a lot of points, but he did some very important shit. He was a major factor in the reason that the Cavs were even in, you know, the game 3, which they should have won. Game 4, they did win. And then today, you know, he just did some intangible things that I wasn't expecting. And I feel like it took away from his offense. But, I mean, he was just trying to get in where he fit in. And I respect it. I respect it a lot. I don't really feel like I respect anything Tristan Thompson did this whole playoff series. I'm just going to be honest with you about that. And then we can move on. But I don't know if it's the Kardashian curse or what it is, but my nigga, them hoes be having y'all niggas doing the most in the negative. So I don't know what's on that pussy or if it's just a myth or and people are just going crazy. I don't know what it is, but keep that shit away from me. Does KD's ring count? I saw that a lot on Twitter. Everybody was saying this ring doesn't count because he went on the team, on the front runner team. I feel like every ring counts. I mean, there's a lot of niggas that didn't even play that's getting a ring. Does their ring count? Because a nigga gonna wear it. It's in the books. It's in history. It's written down in history. The nigga got a ring and he had average 30 plus in the finals, so I mean, the ring counts. The fucking ring counts. And yeah, the ring fucking counts. If RJ were on the show, I would have asked him what does he think his reaction to seeing to Westbrook seeing KD getting this ring. And I laughed on the inside when I wrote that down because I was just like, damn. like the, how petty he acted. Like he was very angry for a long time. And, you know, All-Star break, you know, they finally like hugged it out and I'm assuming squashed it, but you know, not really. I wonder if he was watching this shit and calling him all types of bitch ass niggas. Like, you's a bitch ass nigga. You know, like you went and got a ring with the enemy, you know, because I feel like there's different types of niggas, like athletes, you know, like people want to think athletes are all the same. And I feel like today's athlete is different than yesterday's athlete. Like the Jordan era, you know, is different than this era. And the Kareem, the you know, that era right before Jordan took over the league, that era is different, you know, as well. And it's like people are evolving. Athletes are starting to figure out that you really don't got to hate that nigga you playing against to whoop his ass. You don't got to hate him. You can still beat him and be cool as fuck with that nigga. But the game doesn't like that. The fans don't like that because, you know, they don't know how to play sports. They don't really know how to do what you do. They're not equipped with it. So they really like, they take on that passion and that anger of hating the rivals and all that shit. They take that shit personal. So they feel like as soon as you put the jersey on, like you hate them too. Like you wish they would fucking die. Nah, my nigga, I like him. We gonna kick it when the season over. You know what I'm saying? Like that's today's athlete. They're not brainwashed anymore. They're not. The athletes from back in the day, they didn't realize that they could actually get more money together than they could hating each other, you know? And these athletes today are smarter. And they figured out that, you know what? I don't really care what you guys think. I'm here to get a check. I'm here to get a ring. I'm here to have a smile on my face. People get tired of losing. And sometimes you're going to see niggas jump ship and go join some other teams to get a ring. Nobody's talking about David West. Nobody. Nobody. Why? Because he's not a big time player. Same thing. He want a ring. Niggas want rings. And niggas will team up and niggas will go. You know, it's not guaranteed as you saw last year. The Warriors lost last year. That was a great team. They had a great lineup. But nothing's guaranteed. You still gotta go play. And I feel like today's athletes should be smarter. Fuck what these fans and all these people are talking about. Oh, don't go there. You'll look like a bitch ass nigga. So. And is the check gonna clear, my nigga? Is it? Cause if the check gonna goddamn clear and these niggas gonna pass me the ball when I'm open, then I'm rolling. That's how I feel. It's your own responsibility. You are responsible for you. Kevin Durant did what the fuck he wanted to do, which was go to Golden State and go play with a nigga that loved to pass him the ball. And he didn't mind passing that nigga either. And bam, these niggas got a ring. That's what the goal is, I thought. I thought that was the goal, to get the ring and get the money. Like, he got both. So what's the problem? What the problem is? Why are we concerned with what people that can't even play say? Be concerned with the niggas that you play with, maybe. You know, your peers. You know, if you can't go to the Drew League and get daps Kevin Durant, then, you know, maybe you'll feel away. But I feel like niggas is still going to dap you up at the Drew League. Niggas is still cool with you. Nobody cares. It's the media and the cornballs that, you know, have all the attention. You know, there's a gang, these cornball gang ass niggas online that want to cry and be mad about everything. So what that he went there? So what? So, I would have left Westbrook too, my nigga. That shit was terrible. That shit was not gonna work. They almost got there, but it was never gonna work. Never. He left. Sorry. Congratulations, Kevin Durant. You actually made a great decision, in my opinion. Great fucking decision. Shit. Salute. Final memory of the finals to me was a funny one and gross when David West and Tristan Thompson kissed. Did you guys see that? Like, if you got to get that close to another man's face to argue, just swing, my nigga. Like, why y'all kiss? Why y'all feel like you had to get that close to where y'all mouth came together? Like, if you were that mad, why not swing? If you're not going to swing, then you're not really that mad. You're not. Stop it. Stop. Because now there's memes. I cannot wait to post one of the memes. I actually posted the picture on my Snapchat. But you guys need to just stop. That shit was gross and stupid. Y'all over here yelling in each other's face. Each other's spit is swapping in each other's mouth. Just kiss. Just fucking kiss. Just open mouth. Slob each other down there. Or swing, nigga. And if y'all don't want to swing, knock it off and play some fucking basketball. Because you deserve all the memes. All the memes that come with this. You guys fucking deserve it. Because it's so stupid and childish. And yet very funny. Sorry. Because I definitely laughed. Oh. So the I can't even say it. The basketball season is over. And I don't really know what I'm going to do with myself. Like, this is the sad time. This is like the dead time. Like, I don't really watch baseball. Not until like September. I feel like that's when baseball season starts. And I'm sorry for all the baseball fans that are mad that I feel that way. But that's just my opinion. I have a right to my opinion. Okay, you guys? So fuck off. Baseball is very boring. There's too many goddamn games. I'm not watching all of them. Okay? Not doing it. So this is the downtime, and this is the time where I have to find shit to do with myself. So these next probably 8 episodes are going to be like, I'm going to try to do different shit, like not sports stuff, like just talk about all kind of other shit and have not athletes on, maybe, you know, just some different shit to change it up. And, just try to entertain you guys as much as I can until football starts, because then it'll be back to the crazy ass wife, crazy bitch that I am. You already know how I go during football season. But until then, I'm just going to be boring. No, I'm just joking. I won't be boring. But I'll just change it up a little bit, because I don't really want to talk about sports if there's nothing to talk about. Like, I don't feel like that's necessary. You should be able to talk about other shit. But let's talk about these NBA awards, though, that are going to be in the dead time. June 26th. Why? Why, NBA? Why? For why? For why? Why do we need the NBA awards? And why do we need them June 26th? Why? The ESPYs are July 12th. Okay? I'm going. That's what this is for. Like, you guys don't need your own award show. Like, why are we announcing the MVP after the finals? We talk about the regular season MVP. Y'all really, like, you know what I'm afraid of? I'm afraid that the NBA is going to start trying to act like the NFL and, like, giving just way too much information. Like, way too much. Like, next thing you know, they're going to be counting how many shots each player misses in practice, like they do in the NFL. They count everything. How many times did Jameis Winston incomplete a pass in practice? Who gives a fuck, my nigga? Who cares? It's practice. So please, NBA, don't try to be an attention whore like the NFL and want all the attention. I know y'all see the NFL ratings are falling. I know you see an opportunity to rise and to try to take that spot as the number one sport in America, but don't annoy us, okay? It's already 82 games. You right at that point where niggas is like, okay, nigga, this is a lot of games. Don't start giving us too much. These award shit, I'm only going to watch because Drake is hosting. That's why. No shade. I'm going to watch. But I hope it fails. I hope it doesn't work. I hope people don't like it because this is stupid. It's stupid. Announce the regular season MVP in April. Okay? Announce it in April. A lot of these niggas that's getting awards ain't played since April. Okay? So let's give them their award while they're still sweaty and on the court. Niggas like to hold their little trophy up, you know, when they're playing in their uniform and get a nice picture to go up on their little wall and their fireplace and everything when they got their little MVP or their defensive player of the year. Now you want a nigga put a suit on. You want a nigga to fly somewhere and pay for a hotel and fly their family out, all because you guys want more money and more attention. It's so fucking annoying. Take. It's all you do. Now we all gotta wait for some decisions you motherfuckers made months ago. Months ago. Get the fuck out of here. I hope Drake does an incredible job, but I hope these awards fail and you never fucking do it again. Because this is annoying. Don't turn into the NFL. It's way too much information. It's like year-round with the NFL. If the NBA becomes that, like, that's just, Next thing you know, you niggas is going to want the draft to be a big deal. Nobody watches the NBA draft. Like, niggas watch the first round, maybe the second, and that's it. Nobody watches. Nobody covers training camp. Like, it's not on SportsCenter. Like, it's not, like, heavy like it is in the NFL. Like, don't start doing that, okay? Don't start monitoring how much film the players watch, because they do that shit in the NFL too, and it's way too much. Just don't do it. Don't fucking do it. It's too much. Oh my God. Sorry. My mouth is dry. I was just smoking some OG, so I apologize. Hard Knocks. Okay, you guys are asking me a lot of questions about Hard Knocks. Are you going to be on Hard Knocks? Are you going to be featured on Hard Knocks? I don't know, you guys. I don't know anything, but if I were a guessing and a betting woman, I would bet fuck no. And the reason I would bet fuck no is because the NFL has their hand in this shit. Like, yeah, it's HBO Hard Knocks, but it's the NFL. And I think they're afraid that I'm going to say something that I've never said before. Like, I have a microphone. Can you guys, look, y'all hear that? I have a microphone, my own live mic, my nigga. I can say whatever I want on my mic, okay? I can't. I don't really need Hard Knocks to say anything I've already said. I have Twitter. If I tweet it, everyone's going to see it, okay? I don't need Hard Knocks. What I do need from Hard Knocks is for my nigga to be featured. That's what I need. My nigga need his shine. Like he's it's long overdue. It's long over motherfucking due. Brent Grimes needs some shine, my nigga. And not because he's my man, not just because of that. I mean, it's really, truthfully, because he's fucking dope. He's dope. My nigga's about to be 34 years old in July. 34. Doing shit these 24-year-old niggas will never be able to do. Never. It's not even in their wheelhouse to do the shit he's doing. Like, ever. No shade, but shade. Okay? He's dope. He's fucking dope. And nobody wants to talk about it. And you know what? If Hard Knocks doesn't talk about it, I'm going to make a stink. I'm going to just make a stink like I usually do because I think it's bullshit. You got cameras following around a team. First of all, let's just keep it 1,000 for a motherfucking second. I'm a Hard Knocks fan. I love the show and I watch the show, but the show is whack as fuck now. It's weak, my nigga. Y'all not getting no good content. You're following bum-ass teams. You know what I'm saying? Finally, you're going to follow a team with like some personalities, with some shit to lose. Like, I feel like this is a perfect opportunity for Tampa. You know, this is year three for Jameis. I mean, we're on the rise. We almost made the playoffs last year. We really should have made the playoffs, but, you know, we're just going to forget that that happened. But I feel like this is a great opportunity to bring Hard Knocks back up, because the shit is down. Shit is weak. And if it's not good this season, like, it might be the last one. Like, who's going to keep watching a whack-ass show? Like, this shit was whack as fuck last year. Like, I was trying so hard to, like, watch. And I was just like, ugh. Like, it was so I don't like watching shows that I like and they suck. Hard Knocks has been shitty. And hopefully, Jameis and Mike Evans and Gerald and Deshaun and Brent and our crazy-ass linebacker. I love Quan and Levante, like, their personalities. Like, these are some real football niggas. Like, these are football niggas. Like, for real. And I feel like at linebacker, you kind of have to be, you know what I'm saying, be a football nigga. But these niggas is fucking savages. And I hope that, you know, Hard Knocks does a good job of capturing this shit, because this is an entertaining team. I mean, we've been there 1 year, and I've already learned some of the characters and some of the personalities. And it's very entertaining, but these niggas really, like, they don't fucking like to lose. These niggas take shit personal. So, it's, you know, like, it should be interesting. I'm hoping that they do a good job, and they better include Brent Grimes, because I'm be pissed. Better show my niggas some goddamn love. Honestly, you know what I really hope they show is, like, Brent has these moments where he forgets that he's at practice. Like, he just turns into, like, a toddler in a playground and just starts wandering off doing the most random shit in practice. Yeah, in practice. And so I hope that they capture some of that shit, some of the good shit too, him juggling footballs with his feet, jumping over all types of crazy shit. I hope that they do a good job, and it does not need to include me being mic'd up whatsoever. I don't need any of that, because, to be honest with you, it's not about me at all. I can make it about me. I really can, but it's really not. It's really about Brent Grimes, and I want him to get the shine that he deserves. So hopefully that happens. And that's all I really got to say about Hard Knocks. Like, I don't really care to talk about it too much, because I'm a fan. Like, I'm a legit fan. Like, I want to see, you know, how they do. And if it turns out right. And so hopefully it does. What else can I talk about? Amber Rose and her bush. Okay, so Game 4 was on. I believe it was Game 4. And in smack dab in the middle of it, Amber Rose, bless all of her, decided to post a picture with a bikini top on. Might have had a fur. I don't know if that was a fur or some type of silk robe, but she was bottomless. And she got, like, you could braid her pubes. You could braid them. Now, they were coiffed quite nicely, well-manicured lawn. It looked like it had a perm. You know, it wasn't like ground beef or nothing like that. No shade to ground beef, because, you know what I'm saying, that's our culture. That's who we are. But she got the Indian in her family, so the hair was straight and fine and looked like she had combed it a little bit, put some gel and some edge control. The shit looked nice. And she basically posted it to promote, I guess there's going to be another slut walk. Let's just first talk about the picture. The picture was everything, my nigga. She has so much baby oil on, dog. So much lube, so much slip and slide on her body. Like, I think all women look better oiled up. It doesn't even matter what size you are. Put some oil on that shit. It's going to upgrade you. Like, if you're a 5 and if your skin is a 5 and you put some baby oil on, I promise you, you'll get at least to a 6. And you might even get a 7 You know what I'm saying? If it's not too bad. But I feel like the baby oil was a great touch. You know, she looked bomb. I am very much an appreciator of the female body. I'm not a fan of the fake butts. And I believe her butt is fake. I'm not really a fan of the fake butt, but the butt was tucked. It was on she was laid on some steps. So the rest of it looked good. It looked good. It looked like a picture I would hang up in my living room if, you know, a real nigga house. I would hang that up if I were her. It looks good. It looks good as fuck. One side of the argument is that she's a slut. Like, she's naked, and it's disrespectful to women that she thinks that this is, like, powerful. Like, this is, like, want women empowerment to be naked. And it's disgusting, and she's gross, and she's a poor example for women and children and all this stuff. And, you know, that's a side that a lot of people have, and I respect it. I can respect you thinking that her being naked with her bush out like that and baby oil looking bomb, you know, how dare her? You know, how dare her? But, you know, like I say this all the time, like, people, you can't really tell people what to do anymore. Like, there's social media now. Like, people can be whoever they want to be. They can do whatever the fuck they want to do. And people are paying money to do things like people are making careers and making a living off of doing wild ass shit like this. And I never shade people for how they choose to survive. That's how I see it. It may not be what I want. It may not be something I would do. But with the way this country is being ran and the way shit is, how can you shade anybody for hustling and for surviving? And if Amber wanted to use her body and her nakedness and her slut walks and whatever it is she wants to do to survive, my nigga, I'm going to dap her up. Like, who? I'm not going to pay her fucking bills. I'm not feeding the bitch. I'm not putting a roof over her head. I'm not taking care of her child. None of it. So if this is what she wants to do to either entertain us or take care of her family, listen, bitches are getting paid 70 cents on the dollar for the same job a nigga is doing. So once we get that squared away, then we could talk about what bitches are doing to get money. Okay? Because you niggas don't care that we not getting equal pay. So why you care that she's putting her pussy on Instagram to get a check? Mind your business. Scroll on past it. Or make a little nasty comment like some of you bitches do. It's like, I never really understood why people leave negative comments on something. Like, you know how much shit I see on my timeline that I can reply negatively to? Like, what type of boring ass bitch are you and bitch ass nigga? Because a lot of these comments is coming from you bitch niggas. You know, all that soy in your fucking diet. You know what I'm saying? You niggas don't even realize you got pussies now because you eating edamame and tofu. You think you being healthy. Nigga, stay away from the soy, okay? You're a bitch. Any nigga that's online arguing with a girl or arguing about some shit that don't have nothing to do with a man, mind your business, nigga. But anyway, if you don't like what people post, just talk shit about them in your group chat. Text your homegirl, screenshot it. You know what I'm saying? You DM it to them. Like, look at this gone ass bitch. Look at this dirty ass hoe. Do that and keep it moving. Just keep it moving. Let the people that comment be the positives. Let all the commenters be the people that like it, that appreciate. If you don't like it, just don't like it. There's a like button right there. Like or not. Don't like and swipe and scroll right on past. Mumble whatever shit you want to say about them like I do. And keep it moving. Just keep it moving. I just don't have any type of care for the way people are choosing to survive in this fucked up ass world we live in. I'm not going to care. Only time I'm going to care is if it affects me. Amber Rose's perfectly manicured pussy, baby old legs and abs and titties and bald head, and that didn't affect me. It didn't cause me any problems in my life. It actually made me happy. I low-key wanted to, you know, play with myself when I looked at her a little bit. No shade. My dick is gone, okay? The dick is gone. So I got to entertain myself over here. But I didn't have a problem with it. Then there was people talking about like, oh my God, why does she have so much hair? That's so disgusting. I wanted to ask RJ, you know, RJ, hair or no hair? Landing strip? Brazilian? Somewhere in between? You know, I'm always curious to know what guys think about, you know, the vagina and the way we manicure it. You know, it's getting waxed and laser hair treatment. All that shit is work. That shit hurts. It's tough. We go through a lot of shit to make this pussy presentable, because pussies aren't pretty to me. Like, they can be, but just the concept of it all, just the double lips and the clit and the wet, it's not. I feel like the hair kind of distracts from some of the ugly parts of it. But when you take the hair off, then you just got a big ass pussy. So, I mean, I happen to be, you know, a Brazilian kind of girl. And that's mainly because I have a Brazilian kind of husband, you know. So I have to present the pussy. I have to plate it the way he likes it so he can eat it, you know. And so if Amber Rose got all that hair on her pussy, I'm pretty sure she's not having any problems with nobody putting their mouth on it. I would bet that she's just fine with, you know, her sex life and people, you know, going down on her. I would guess she's fine. But, you know, it would have been nice, RJ, to hear your opinion on the hair, whether it was cool, if niggas is rolling or not, like if it was too much, if it's just art, you know, like maybe she is Brazilian and that was just a picture, you know, that could have been fake. You know, anything. But I'm a hairless kind of girl. I sweat a lot. My genital area sweats. Like, I sweat a lot down there. I don't know what that means, but I sweat a lot down there. And I feel like it's better for me to have no hair, because it just, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot, and it lathers up a lot, and when you put soap on it, it's just too much. It's really too much. That was going far. But shout out to Amber Rose, man. I like people that just don't give a fuck. I like her. She got a whole lot of I don't give a fuck in me, like a lot. And I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I'm entertained. I'm fucking entertained. You know, I'm not going to say like I'm a fan like that, because I don't like follow her on any social media. I don't need to. All the niggas I follow her and retweet everything. So I see everything in goddamn way. But I'm a fan of just her not giving a fuck about what none of y'all think, like at all. She don't give a fuck. And I enjoy that. I enjoy that her and her bush and all of it. It's crazy because her hair on her pussy is longer than the hair on her head. That's funny. Anyway, speaking of hair, guys, it's time to step up your routine with an incredible game-changing shave from Dollar Shave Club. They have helped me and my legs. Oh, I know you've been seeing them legs, bitch. The legs have been looking bomb. And the best part about it is I'm not paying an arm and a leg. It's not that expensive. Dollar Shave Club delivers you an amazing smooth shave with high quality blades, amazing shave butter delivered right to your door, and it's not gonna fucking break the bank. And with Father's Day right around the corner, what better gift is there to give than a membership to Dollar Shave Club? Like, you can even give this to women on Father's Day. Because you know how you motherfuckers like to claim Mother's Day and Father's Day? And these razors are bomb, not just for men, but for women also. I love it. I love it. I love the shave butter. Like, I can't even explain to you how good it feels when I rub it on my skin when I'm in the shower and I'm wet and I rub it on there. The shave is so much better. And the shit is clear. It's not foamy, so I can't see. Like, you know how you have that bone down the middle of your leg, ladies? Your shin bone. And you sometimes you nick that bitch when you're not paying attention. And you got that foam over it. You can't see that bone. The shave butter is clear. And that's like one of my favorite things about it. For a limited time, new members get their first month of the Executive Razor with a tube of their Dr. Carver's shave butter that I love so much. Only $5 with free shipping. And after that, your razors are just a few bucks a month. That's a $15 value for only $5. In your first month's box, you get a weighty handle, a full cassette of four executive cartridges, and a tube of the shave butter. You can only get this offer now by going to dollarshaveclub.com/Miko. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Miko. I really am in love with this razor. I can't even lie. I really love it. It makes me feel so smooth. So last subject, and I'm going to get out of here. I hope you guys are enjoying me by my goddamn self for a change. It's been a while since I did a show by myself, and it feels kind of good to not have to listen to nobody else's opinion and just say my own shit. But I've been getting messages and comments from people asking me, like, how come I don't post any more stuff about Donald Trump and about how America is so racist and, you know, about people that are still dying and everything. And I'm just like, I'm exhausted. Like, I'm so exhausted from it, you know? Like, it gets tiring. Like, first of all, Donald Trump is our president. We knew he was a piece of shit before he even got elected. We knew white America was going to elect him. We knew all this. So let's not be shocked. Let's not act like we didn't know he was gone as fuck and he would continue to do gone ass shit. Like, that's what he's doing. We should be more shocked that he's not being impeached. We should be more shocked that there hasn't been like an attempt at his life. Those are the things that are shocking to me. Like, he's pissing everybody off. Not just black people. He's pissing everybody off. And so I'm just, you know, I just got really exhausted, you know, and it's not like I don't still hate the shit that's happening, you know, but it's draining. I really get tired of posting black bodies murdered by cops saying, look how they continue to kill us. And then white America turns around and says bullshit like, well, let's just wait until all the facts come out. Let's just see and make sure that we're right before we just accuse these cops who are perfect citizens who protect and serve, and they would never do anything wrong. Like, we ain't been watching cops beat the shit out of black people from the beginning of time. You know, they were the slave owners. They were the slave officers. Now they're just police officers. Same shit, you know? And then they really kill me with this bullshit. They say, like, well, you know, black people kill each other every day. Like, what? What? White people kill each other every day, too. And nobody justifies white murder with that shit. So fuck you niggas. That's not a justification at all. And I just get tired of seeing that shit in my comments. It's like, are you fucking serious? You really think saying black people kill their own people anyway, so a cop, a man who is supposed to protect and serve, whose job, whose civic duty is to protect and serve, should get off because niggas don't know how to act in certain hoods? What? That shit is exhausting, my nigga. That shit is tiresome. You niggas are getting on my nerves. Then the facts come out. We got video evidence. You know what I'm saying? We got all types of proof. And the niggas go to court and still get off. No jail time. Back to work they go. You know, that shit is exhausting. It was getting really exhausting. It was taking away my joy. You know, like, it was just making me angry. Like, when I posted, because it's just like, it's like, this country is so racist. So fucking racist. And nobody, and people want to act like it's not true. It's true. The shit is fucked up. And I just wanted to take a break. I'm taking a break from the fucked upness. And I'm just posting selfies and bikini pictures and all types of other bomb looking shit. Because I just feel like I look good right now, you know? And I just feel like I just want to smile. I want some happiness. And I know that, you know, it's still happening. And I know that my voice is needed and I need to keep speaking about it. And I will, you know? I definitely will. I'm just taking a little bit of break, you know? Don't get shit twisted. I'm still the same bitch. You know, and some of the people I talk to, you know, they say stuff like, you know, it's good. You don't need to post that. You know, you don't need to. Why do you even get so involved in it? You know, it's not like it affects you. You know, you're a wealthy woman. You live a great life. And, you know, these things aren't affecting you. And it's like, that doesn't mean it doesn't affect me. Like, just because it's not me, which it could be me, that doesn't mean it doesn't affect me. I have family members. I have friends. I have loved ones, people I care about that look just like the niggas that are being killed every day. And I'm sorry, but if you can witness your own people getting killed without justice and you don't feel anything, then something's wrong with your blackness. Like, something's wrong. It's broken, my nigga. And my shit is not broken. I feel that shit. I feel all of it. And it's hard, though, because it's like, what can I do? What can I do? I'm one person, and I keep trying. I keep my voice alive. I keep the people alive and keep talking about it. But I just feel like nothing's going to change until, like, the important people, some important people of our culture. Oprah, Obama, where y'all niggas at? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like until they want to, like, televise the revolution, because my nigga, Oprah got her own network, my nigga, and the revolution's not even being televised. We got our own bitch. We got our own bitch. She rich as fuck. She got her own network, and the revolution is not being televised, my nigga. So what can I do? What can I do? I'm waiting on Oprah. I'm waiting on this bitch to decide that it's time. You know? When is she gonna be tired? I be wondering that shit. When Obama gonna tell the truth? He was president. He knows what the fuck is going on. He just gonna not say nothing. No shade. You know what I'm saying? I thought he was a great president. I really did. He didn't do a lot of things that I wanted him to do. But no president is going to do what everybody wants done, you know? But I think he did a great job. But I just feel like right now, you should be a nigga. You should be telling the truth. You should be talking about what's really going on. You're not. And it's cool because it's your life. You got to feed your kids. You got to take care of your own self. And that's why we are never going to be shit. Because everybody's concerned with themselves. Nobody's concerned with the preservation of our own people. The only way something's going to happen is if some important people do some shit about it. Flat out. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. America should be happy that black people only want equality and not revenge. Peace. Ich stürzte zu.